All right.
Sherry Cass.
No, we're not doing a Sherry Cass. You would be okay with my positions on Sherry Cass. It'd be all right. So here is our case for this evening. So it's Shabbos day, and I'm making Kiddush again. We already established last week, wherever I'm making Kiddush, whether I'm making Kiddush in Shul or I'm making Kiddush at home, and I decide, you know what? I got a very nice bottle of Glenlivet 15. And very excited. I've saved it. I got it on Monday. But you know, I thought about, I'm going to save it. I'll cover Shabbos Kodesh. So that's fantastic. I go ahead and I'm ready to make Kiddush on it. And someone tells me, you know, I'm not sure that you should make Kiddush on scotch. After all, again, you have a very nice bottle of wine sitting right over there. You probably should just make Kiddush on wine. I say, well, I'm pretty sure that scotch is a choshev, is an important drink as well. So I don't see why it should be problematic for me to go ahead and make the Kiddush on scotch. So that's what we're going to explore today. Halacha l'maisa, what are the halachos concerning the making of Kiddush on scotch? And we'll go ahead and we'll actually kind of expand it, broaden it a little bit to teach us some of the very profound and important principles regarding Kiddush. Let's begin. Number one, Shulchan Aruch writes as follows. B'makom shein yayin matzui. So Shulchan Aruch begins by saying, in a place where wine is not commonly found, yesh omrim shemekachim al sheikhar ushar mashkin. So you can make Kiddush on sheikhar. Sheikhar normally means what? Beer, right? Beer of sorts. Now again, it's interesting, by the way, you know, when the Gemara talks about sheikhar, so sheikhar in the Gemara was always what kind of beer? Was always date beer, interestingly enough, was date beer, right? It wasn't grain beer. Already when the Mechaber is talking, it's possible that the Mechaber is also referring to, not that it really makes a difference, it just happens to be interesting. I think today when we talk about beer, no one thinks about date beer. I'm not sure anyone's ever had date beer, right? Okay, good, fine. So Ushar Mashkim. So this is important halacha. So Shulchan Aruch writes, if you have no wine available, you can go to make Kiddush on Sheikhar, beer, Ushar Mashkin, other drinks. Now we'll say, let's stop here for just a moment. So first of all, already, what do you see implicit in the Shulchan Aruch, or almost kind of explicit in the Shulchan Aruch, when it comes to Kiddush? What's the position of Shulchan Aruch? What do you make Kiddush on?
Wine.
Wine. And the only time that the discussion begins about using something else is when? When you don't have wine. So let's talk about this for just a moment. Because what the Shulchan Aruch is introducing us over here is to the concept of Chamra Medina. So the idea is that if I do not have wine for Kiddush, I can make Kiddush on a different type of drink, a different type of liquid, as long as it is chashuv, as long as it's important. All right, actually, strike that. Forget about chashuv for just a moment. Chamra Medina, which means a drink that is commonly consumed in the locale in which you live. So the obvious shaila becomes, how do you define that? Right? What's the Chamra Medina? Apple juice, orange juice, soda, lemonade, iced tea. What's the Chamra Medina? So here we're going to skip a couple of centuries and we're going to go to number two. We're going to go back to the Shulchan Aruch in just a moment. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zichar Tzadik Livracha, in a very famous tshuva, discusses this idea of Chamra Medina. What is considered to be what we'll call a national drink, right? Or a drink that is considered to be chashuv for the Medina and the place in which you live. So look what he writes. So actually, his tshuva is that somebody wrote to him about the use of soda. Soda. Can I use soda? You know, this is not just a Kiddush shayla. This is a Havdalah shayla. In fact, it seems to me, interestingly enough, this often comes up by Havdalah because people sometimes don't want to drink wine. I don't understand such a thing like this. Right? But sometimes people don't want to drink wine. So this is Rav Moshe. So what about soda? Can you use soda for Kiddush, for Havdalah? So he writes, B'mini mashke, shall soda, uchidome. So this was the Shaila asked to Rav Moshe. Can I use soda as a drink over which to make Kiddush? Now, if you notice, by the way, Rav Moshe is only addressing which Kiddush over here? Which Kiddush? Daytime Kiddush, right? The Kaddish Bashachar. We're going to see he's intentionally not talking about Friday night Kiddush because we've seen the Shulchan Aruch Friday night Kiddush is reckoned separately. So can I use soda for Shabbos morning Kiddush and for Avdallah? The Moshe says, you can't use soda. You can't use soda. Soda is just like water. Now, by the way, the phrase that I did not read in number one, which was the rest of the sentence, Shulchan Aruch says, if you don't have wine, you can make Kiddush on Shechar and Shar Mashkin, chutz min hamayim, with the exception of water. With the exception of water, you can't make Kiddush on water. We'll say why. Here's what's fascinating about water in Halacha. As much as water, of course, is important, we all know that water is important, water isn't considered chashuv. It's not considered important, which is really very interesting idea. I can't live without it. Yet, in terms of a drink, it doesn't have chashivos. Let's say, for example, by the way, let's say a person, because of health concerns, has to drink on Yom Kippur. Right? It is ideal for a person to drink water as opposed to, let's say, Powerade or something else, because I'll tell you something wild, but then you have to forget it right after I say it, which is, there are actually opinions that hold that the consumption of water on Yom Kippur may not be Asr Midaraisa. Right? Can you imagine such a thing like this? Why? Because Shtiyas Mayim, water, is not considered to be something significant. It's a minority opinion. It's rejected. But it's interesting nevertheless. So Moshe says soda. Soda is like water. And therefore, again, it doesn't have the status of a Chara Medina. He says, Va'av da'av she'shosin osam gam besudos, chashuvos, u'mechabdin ban. Even though, again, people drink soda in important meals. Aval hu rak Shtiyas Mayim litzima'on u'lehit karer. This is very interesting. What's the role of soda? The role of soda is to quench your thirst and to cool you down on a hot day. It sounds like a commercial, right? It's a thirst quencher. It's a thirst quencher. And it's to cool you off. So Moshe says, what is water? Water is the type of drink that ultimately, again, hydrates you and cools you down. Water doesn't serve a non-utilitarian purpose like that. Moshe posits soda falls into the same category. People drink soda when? When they're thirsty, or ultimately when they're hot and they want to cool down. Look at this. Look at the underlying lines in paragraph Aleph. V'chashivus mashke. So this is incredible. Moshe gives us an incredible definition. What makes a drink chashiv? What makes a drink, what makes it important? An important drink is one that people don't drink merely to quench their thirsts. This is a fascinating definition. And Moshe posits that in order to be a Chara Medina has to be a davar chashuv, something important. What's the definition of important? You don't drink it simply to quench your thirst or to cool down, but people would drink it even when I'm not thirsty and I'm not hot. It's a recreational drink is the wrong word, but meaning I would drink. It's a drink that I consume even for non-utilitarian purposes. I don't need it. I'm well hydrated, my thirst is quenched, right? I'm not hot, but I would still drink it nevertheless. He goes on, he says, De'in shum adam, listen to this. He says, and he'll give you a perfect example of this. He says, the perfect example of this is whiskey, scotch. De'in shum adam shose yayin, the yayin sraf, u'shechar litzma'o. So this is very interesting. Says, no one drinks scotch because they're thirsty. I mean, there are some people who do that, but they have other issues, right? So I'll say, no one drinks wine because they're thirsty. Now, it's interesting. He does say over here, no one drinks beer because they're thirsty. That's very interesting because Bepashtos, one can make the argument that that's not necessarily true. Beer is definitely marketed as a thirst, whether or not it quenches your thirst or not, Lemaisa, it definitely, it's marketed that way. So remember, again, it's also possible, I don't know, this chuva was actually written back in the 70s. I don't know about the evolution of beer consumption. Maybe beer consumption in the 70s was a little bit different than what it is today. Or maybe, again, like, you know, this does come up every once in a while in Rav Moshe's chuvas, where you have these issues where Rav Moshe weighs in on contemporary topics with knowledge that was conveyed to him. So therefore, again, Rav Moshe, the famous chuva Rav Moshe about pizza, you know, about washing on pizza, not washing on pizza. So there are a lot of these chuvas where Rav Moshe received outside information and possibly based on information he had. So again, we're not going to get hung up on beer because it's not important. We're more focused on the definition. Says Rav Moshe, the definition of a Chamra Medina is a drink that you do not drink for utilitarian purposes. It's not there to quench thirst, and it's not there to cool down. It's something that I would drink even if I wasn't thirsty, and even if my body temperature was perfectly fine. He says, "Da'al zeh shosin mayim shiyosra adifi elarak lekavod ba'alma shosin osan." Rather, why does a person drink it? A person drinks it just for kavod. Now, what he means for kavod is meaning it's an important thing to drink. I sit down. So again, the easiest illustration of this is scotch, is whiskey, is alcoholic beverages, where a person, we'll leave beer out, where a person doesn't have a glass of whiskey or a glass of bourbon because they're thirsty, but ultimately again because it's a chash of a mashke. There's something chash of, it's enjoyable, not because of anything that it does for quenching my thirst or for hydration. Ve'evu haminam nikram b'shem mashke chama medina. So this is very, very, very important. So the Moshe Paskin is that the definition of a chama medina is a mashke that is chashuv, a drink that is important. The definition of an important drink is something that you would go ahead and serve to your company, not to go ahead. You see, people often misquote this Rav Moshe. They say the definition of a chamra medina is something you would serve your company. That's part of the definition, but that's way too extensive. People also serve soda to their company. People serve iced tea to their company. So what Moshe says is something you would serve to your company, not for the sake of quenching thirst or for hydration, but something you would serve for your company out of a chashivas, a celebratory drink, or almost, I almost would also call like a social type of drink.
A mood changer.
Well, that's...
It calms it down.
Good. So Ramosha doesn't, interestingly enough, I don't know that it has to do with the alcohol. I think it's any drink that people enjoy socially, right? It could be that maybe the social part is also with the mood enhancing qualities.
Enjoy the dinner more.
Right, correct. So therefore, again, this is exceptionally important. So Halacha Lamaisa, that's the definition of Chamadina. It says, so Moshe then goes on, by the way, and actually discusses, he quotes the Aruch HaShulchan, who says that according to this, you could use tea. Aruch HaShulchan says that tea is another example of something that can be used ultimately as a Chamadina. He actually quotes opinions who also say milk could be used as a drink of Chamra Medina. Now, Ramosha happens to feel l'chatchila one should not use that. One should not use tea, and one should not use milk. Again, we're not going to get too heavy into this right now. What I want just to give you from Ramosha is a definition. So now, again, let's go back to number one. So let's reread that line of the Shulchan Aruch. B'makom shen yayin matzoi, in a place where I have no wine, so some say that you could instead use shechar, other drinks. Now we know what is other drinks. Another name for other drinks is chamra medina. Definition of chamra medina means what? Anything consumed, we'll call it socially. Anything that you would serve to guests, consumed socially, not for utilitarian purposes of quenching thirst or hydration. Chutz min amayim, water's out. Good. V'yeshom she'in mekachin. Others say you can't use a chamra medina. So we'll say we're going to leave aside this machlokes because we're going to operate with the approach that you can use a chamra medina. The Rosh now quotes, Ula Rosh, Balayla, so we'll say, see now remember again, Ramosha, when he introduced this tshuva, when he was speaking about the use of a chamra medina, he gave two examples. When would you use a chamra medina according to Ramosha? When? Either when? Shabbos day or Havdalah. What does he noticeably leave out? Friday night Kiddush. Why? That's here. Because Ula Rosh, because the Shulchan Aruch passes according to the Rosh, who says, Balayla lo yikadesh ala sheikhar. At night, you never use a chamra medina. Because if you don't have wine, what are you using for Kiddush? Ela ala pas. It is better to go ahead and make Kiddush on challah on Friday night if you don't have wine, rather than to use a chamra medina. Now, if you look, by the way, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah in number 3 for just a moment, he writes over here, why is that so? Why is it preferable to use bread for Kiddush? So remember, we'll say the way that would work is you would wash before Kiddush, right? You'd wash before Kiddush, you'd say Vayichulu, instead of Hagafen, of course, you say Amoti Lechem Min Ha'aretz, then you make the concluding bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos, Kiddush bracha, and then you eat your challah. By the way, this is why it's interesting. This practice is quoted by the Rama, right? The Rama says that ideally one should always go ahead and wash before Kiddush. There's a whole discussion as to why only Yekas, right? Only German Jews follow this practice. There's a number of halachic responses regarding this. Why did this not take on, you know, greater following, especially given the fact that it's quoted by the Rama? It's not like it's quoted by some obscure Yekesha source, right? It is quoted by the Rama. Interestingly enough, just as an aside, you will find many people adhere to this Rama when? Interesting. Sukkos. Right, Sukkos. And why is that? Again, really, it's not an ideologically oriented position. It's convenience, right? Getting everybody in the sukkah, out of the sukkah, in the sukkah, out of the sukkah, wash before Kiddush, come into the sukkah, make Kiddush, and go on. So again, so now it says, so therefore, if you look at number three, the Mishnah Berurah writes over here, it says, Ela dechivan shabbas balatzarek, so the Shabbos, chashiv tfi mishecha lekadish bo balayla. So therefore again, Shulchan Aruch says on Friday night, if you don't have wine, we don't use the Zechar Medina on Friday night. Better to go ahead and make Kiddush on your challah. Why, says the Mishnah Berurah? Because the challah itself is an inherent and integral part to the Suda. So because that they don't have to start bringing in extraneous things like a Chamra Medina, just use challah. So we'll say it's very important halacha. That's why no one discusses Chamra Medina when it comes to Friday night Kiddush, only daytime Kiddush. Go back to the Shulchan Aruch. Uba Boker. So what about in the morning? Yosef, so we'll say, what happens in the morning if I don't have wine? Right, if I don't have wine. So now again, let's talk this out. I'm home in my Suda, I don't have wine. What are the options in front of me? What options do I have? Either what? Challah or Char Medina, right? Or Shechar. So Shulchan Aruch says, Boker Yosef Tov V'Kaddish Ala Shechar. In the morning Kiddush, it is better to make Kiddush on a Char Medina, beer, rather than to make Kiddush on Hamotzi. Why? Sheivarech Alav Shakol Kol Demirchas Hamotzi, Shemivarech Ala Pas Tchila, Ein kan shum shinui. So we'll say this is actually quite fascinating. Because think about this for just a moment. This goes back to last week's shir. So we'll say, in essence, what is Kiddush on Shabbos morning? Remember from last week's shir? What is Kiddush on Shabbos morning? It's just a bracha. It's just Brei Pirei Gafen. We happen to add in a couple of psukim before it. But technically speaking, Kiddush on Shabbos, right? This is why the Gemara calls Kiddush of Shabbos morning Kiddusha Rabbah, the great Kiddush. So again, it's a bit hyperbolic because the Gemara says, what is Kiddush Rabbah? Borei Peri Hagafen. That's it. So the Shulchan Aruch says something very interesting over here. He says, here's the problem. If you're going to use bread for the daytime Kiddush, what is that Kiddush going to consist of? Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. Which then makes it look like what? Any other Su'udah. There's nothing distinguishable about that act. Therefore says the Rama. So we'll say, so remember, now you could contrast this with Friday night Kiddush. See, Friday night Kiddush, even if you make it on challah, there's a distinguishable Kiddush, because Friday night Kiddush ultimately has its own unique Kiddush bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos. That bracha does not exist on Shabbos day. Therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch, if you don't have wine, we don't want you making Kiddush on your challah, because then it just looks like a regular lunch any other day. So therefore, if you don't have wine on Shabbos day, then we want you to go ahead and make Kiddush on the Chamra Medina. He uses Shechar on the beer. So if you take a look, just skip for just a moment. So the Mishnah Berurah comments in number four. So the Mishnah Berurah comments, Allah pass, Umaniach Yodo Alav Ad Gimara Kiddush. I'm sorry, so okay, we don't have to actually, we already passed that. Says the Rambam. So we'll say back up to number one, sorry. Back up to number one. Good. So actually, take a look, I'm sorry. Just, okay, we'll hold on to five verses. Let's finish one. So back to Rambam. So we'll say, so here's what we have so far. So number one, according to the Mechaber, when is it that you're using Chamra Medina? How does Mechaber introduce? When is the only time Chamra Medina even comes onto the scene? When you don't, right? When you day and Havdalah, and when what? What don't you have? Wine. I don't have wine. So this is very important.
But grape juice is...
Correct. Anything that's Hagafen is fine. You need not use alcohol. So this is very important because in the Mechaber's view, the use of a Chamra Medina only comes up in the absence of wine. There's no such thing as using a Chamra Medina when you have available wine. Okay, we then saw that again, if you don't have wine by Shabbos night, you're going to go in and you're going to use challah. Challah is preferable to Chamar Medina. By the day, preferable to go out and use Chamar Medina over Challah. Why? Because if you're just going to use Challah, then what?
Just another Suda.
Just looks like another Suda. So if you're going to use Challah. Now look at the Ramah. Look back to number one. Haga. By the italicized lines. V'china minaga pasha kidivri arash. So the Ramah writes, the minaga pashat, right? Our minog is like the rush, like we just saw before. Namely, that at night you don't use the Chamar Medina, rather you go to make kiddush on challah, and by day you should use the Chamar Medina. V'im yayin ba'ir lo yikadesh alapas. The Ramah comes along, and by the way, but again, Friday night, if you have wine, you cannot, you should not use challah. Umi she'ena shos yayin mishum neder. What happens if somebody doesn't drink wine because he made a vow not to drink wine? Or, simpler, he doesn't drink wine. Why? He doesn't like it. Yochel l'kadesh alav v'yishtu achirim hamesubin imo. So this is very interesting. So let's say you see how important the use of wine is. That let's say even if somebody took a neder, I can't drink the wine. I can't drink the wine. So you might have thought in that kind of case, of course, just go out and make kiddush on bread, on the challah, to which the Ramah says, no, what would we rather prefer? We would prefer, let the mekadesh make kiddush on the wine. You don't have to drink it. Other people could drink it. Good. So I will say, so now go to number five. So comes along the Ramah. So the Ramah says that halacha lemaisa, we paskin like the Rosh. Namely, no Chamar Medina at night. If you don't have wine at night, use challah. But again, if at all possible, use wine. Even if you don't want to drink it, make kiddush on wine. And ultimately have someone else drink it. But by day, if you don't have yayin, you can absolutely use the Chamar Medina. Look at the Mishnah Berurah number 5. So he says, Hainu, debazehu yoser tov me'ala pas kimoshe mefrayshatam. Aval yayin b'makum shumatsoi, vadai yivarich alav afilu bayom. So here again, you have this same concept, right? This same idea. That's what? That halacha lemaisa, you're going to go ahead and the Mishnah Berurah is saying that you have to use wine whenever you have wine. Well, see, you hear this? So now the Mishnah Berurah is saying that even though I have a chamar medina, bayom, it's day, I want to make, remember again, we have our picture. I have my 15-year-old Glenn Libet. I want to make kiddush on the scotch. So the Mishnah Berurah says, no, if you have wine available, you must use wine. Omikol makom. Look what he writes over here. The medina sinu shayayin biyoker. The rov shias hamedina hu mishar mashkin. Lo nagu afilu gidolim lahadir achayin biyom. Shakidu shalohu rak midrabanu l'choli alma. V'somchin atzman adivra hamakilim bazeh. So now the Mishnah Berurah quotes a reality. It says, but everyone knows that in our locales, it's interesting, wine is much more expensive than beer, or I guess than other spirits. So therefore, again, one is not obligated to spend more money on wine. So he says, our minhag has become that by day, we make kiddush on sheikhar or yayin sraf. We make kiddush, again, either on beer or on whiskey. That was their minhag, says the Mishnah Berurah. But that was motivated because of a financial issue. Right? If wine just became too expensive. But look how he ends. Umi shemevarich gam bayom al hayayin, vaday osem mitzvah min hamufchar. So this is very important. So the Mishnah Berurah says, so Mishnah Berurah is clear, unequivocally clear, that wine is always preferable for Kiddush. Wine is always preferable for Kiddush. Now remember again, we're talking about, goes without saying, by night. The Kiddush over here, he's talking about by day. Even by day, where Kiddush is only a Dirabanan, and even by day, where Kiddush is only a Bracha, using wine is definitely preferable. Mitzvah min hamuvchar. And I will say again, this is what the Ramah was saying also. You see this in the Ramah. That's why, even if I don't like wine, but I love scotch, right? So again, I would have thought, of course, make kiddush on the scotch. No, still better than to make kiddush on the wine and just let someone else drink the wine instead of you. An incredible halacha.
Does any of this change now with the fact that scotch would be considered more expensive and more kosher than?
So yes, so let me ask that a little bit differently. What if I prefer scotch? Right?
That becomes very subjective.
But
here we're talking about what is considered the Medina, which is at the end of the day, if you did a price per gallon or whatever it is, a scotch would be three times the price of wine.
Hey, Yaakov, you drink expensive stuff. You know, I mean we buy the Kirkland, the Kirkland 3 gallon, you know.
I just drink cheap wine.
So you wanna say that if I don't know that the price of scotch makes it more chashuv than wine. Wine has an independent chashivos. When the Mishnah Berurah brings up a price issue over here, he's talking about that wine's not available, or that wine's only available biyoker. So there's a financial hardship associated, but I don't think anyone's entertaining the possibility. See, I would tell you like this. According to the Mishnah Berurah, if you had a 35-year-old bottle of scotch next to a bottle of Kedem Malaga that somebody gave you for Shalach Manas 4 years ago, right? It's going to be very clear, according to the Mishnah, to the Mishnah Berurah, which one you're making Kiddush on. You're using the Malaga. Even though it's clear that from a quality perspective, of course the scotch is better than that wine. Wine is wine is wine. But I want to reframe it a little bit. What if you prefer the Chamar Medina? Right? What happens again if I like scotch better? So I actually would like to drink the scotch for Kiddush more than the wine. So look what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. Number six, Al Sheikhar, Vim Chaviv Lo Yain Saruf, Yochel Lekadesh Alav Bayom Lechatchila BeMedina Sinu Shuchar Medina. Wow. So the Mishnah Berurah Bosek comes along and now says something dramatically amazing. You see, this whole discussion beforehand was predicated that I could go either way. Right? I could go with scotch, I can go with wine. I don't have a strong preference. So in the absence of a preference, you always go with wine. Right? In the absence of a preference, you do whatever you can to have wine. But if Chaviv Lo Yain Sarf, if I prefer the scotch, I prefer the Chamar Medina, so says the Mishnah Berurah, you are allowed to use that even l'chatchila. So we'll say, so this is very dramatic. So now everything just changed.
Is he implying alcoholic only? As opposed to other Chamar Medina?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's
not orange juice.
Correct. He's only dealing with alcoholic Chamar Medina. Correct. So we'll say, so you understand what this Mishnah Berurah just did. We just fundamentally changed the direction of the conversation. So this whole time I'm saying, okay, Friday night Kiddush, there's never a Chamar Medina, because in the absence of wine, what do you use? What do you use? Challah. Daytime Kiddush, can't use challah because it looks like a regular Suda. So what will I use instead? I can use a Chamar Medina, but only what? If you really can't get wine. And if you can get wine anyway, it is certainly Mitzvah Menah Mavchar. Says Mishnah Berurah, this is all presupposing that both items are of equal chashivos to you. But at the end of the day, if you prefer the Chamar Medina, if you prefer the Yain Sraf, the scotch, or the beer over the wine, then halacha lemaaseh, you could use that. Now look at the Mishnah, just give me a few minutes. I just want to bring this all together. So take a look at number seven. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Rabbosei, but now here comes the fundamental shaila. So Rabbosei, this is good news. Good news for the scotch drinkers. If you want to use scotch for Kiddush by day, so right, because I enjoy it more than wine, then the halacha is you absolutely can use it. Rabbosei, now what's the next shaila? How much do you have to drink? Right, so take a look at the Mishnah Berurah number 7. Mishnah Berurah says, Ach Yizor Likach Kos Machzik Revius. So I both say, listen to this. So says in the Mishnah Berurah, you could use the Chamar Medina if you prefer the Chamar Medina, but the halachos concerning a Kos Shel Bracha still apply, which means that the cup itself has to hold the revius, right? Like we spoke about last week, 3.3 ounces. And remember, again, we learned last week, how much of Kiddush do you have to drink? Mali Lugmov, a cheekful. Well, literally, it's going to Mali Lugmov, Shirov revius, Ubidi Ever, Ubishas Atchak, Shein Yachal, Lishtos Kamali Lugmov, Vein Lo Yain, Visham Ashkim, Afilushtriyas Kalam Sum, Mistarfa, Mali Lugmov, Tila. So, listen, listen to this. This is absolutely incredible. So, the Mishnah Berurah says that Halacha Lemaaseh, if you want to use the Chamar Medina, that is okay. You absolutely can, especially if you prefer it more. But halacha lemaisa, you must use the shear of a revius. So what's the understand what this means? What is Mishnah Berurah saying? You want to use scotch or kiddush, no problem. What can't you use? A shot glass, right? You can't use a shot glass. I know this is heartbreaking for many of us, right? You have to use a bigger cup, right? So also, which means literally you'd have to use a kiddush cup. I mean, not a big kiddush cup, but 3.3 ounces. And both say you have to drink Mali Lugmov. You have to drink a cheekful. And the cheekful, remember, how much is a cheekful? The majority of a revius. So the majority of a revius would be about close to 2 ounces, which is very interesting. Close to 2 ounces. So assuming, what are most shot glasses, like an ounce? Right? So again, that's 2 shot glasses worth of scotch in order to be able to use it ultimately again for Chamar Medina. That's the position of the Mishnah Berurah. If you prefer the Chamar Medina, you could use it, but the rig of the shirim apply. You have to use a cup, you have to fill it to a revius, and you have to drink a cheekful, which is almost 2 ounces. So Rabbi Yossi, listen to this. This becomes a fascinatingly contemporary machlokas between the Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank and the Marsham, Rav Shalom Shvadron, not the Magid of Yerushalayim, his grandfather. So listen to this. So machlokas between Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank and the Marsham. So look at number 8. Writes Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, B'davar HaKiddush HaYayin Tzraf Pachos Mirevius. But you know, in mutter the kaddish answer because pachos nevius. Suppose you remember again to ask your tzipei sach frank. People have shot glasses. I guess a shot glass is not a new invention. Saloch lemaisa, I want to use a shot glass for kiddish for scotch. Can I do that? Skip down to the last line just because of line, because of time. Aval das sharachronim deim levarich ayayin tzav pachos mirevius. Rav Tzipei Sach Frank essentially espouses the same position as the Mishnah Bura, which is you can use a Char Medina. If you want to use scotch for Kiddush, you can. But I will say the Shi'urim for Shtia are the same no matter what drink you are using. So you must use a cup that holds a Revius, and you must drink a Mali Lugmav of the scotch. Comes the Marsham. This is a beautiful Marsham. He writes over here like this. He's talking about scotch over here. So listen to this. Whiskey. This is incredible. So listen to this. So he gives over. He talks about somebody who heard, who was in front of the Rav Shitzer Rebbe. Shetziva l'tamidav l'kadish v'yam yayin sraf. Atzluchis katan. So ultimately, again, they have testimony from the Rav Shitzer Rebbe that he had told his Talmidim to make Kiddush on whiskey using a shot glass, a smaller glass. And you do not need the entire amount of a shir of a cup, of a revius. Listen to this. What's even better? The Rav Shitzer had wine. The Rav Shitzer had wine in front of him. Yet, what did he decide? He wanted the Dafka make Kiddush on scotch. So we'll say, that's fine, that's the Mishnah Berurah. If the scotch is more chaviv to you, then you could absolutely use it. The Chiddush over here is he's telling them to use a smaller cup. He goes on, Mechin Goa B'vnei Agon, Achasir Abezen Kaminko, Shinag Tamekin, finally, Mishum, listen to this. What's the reason for this? Shekach Derech Shtiyaso Usvias Grono. So this is incredible. Says the Marsham, what is a Revius? Right? What is a Revius? A revius represents a unit of shtia importance, right? It's a unit, ultimately, again, of consumption. It's a unit of important consumption. What the Marsham is saying is the unit of important consumption changes from drink to drink. Most people don't drink a rov revius of whiskey, right? Well, right. At least it wasn't shot. Right. Right. So therefore, again, the Marsham says, no. The shear of whiskey is a much, he says, shiaso siyas girono, is a much smaller shear, ultimately, again, just of whatever the unit, whatever the glass unit that's used, contemporarily used, that's the shear for kiddush. So we'll say, so fundamental machlokes, Rav Tzipei Sach Frank and the Marsham. Rav Tzipei Sach Frank telling us that, quickly, we'll finish up, that halacha lemaisa, you have to use the revius cup, ultimately, again, for whiskey. The Marsham saying you don't have to use a revius whiskey, rather you could just use a shot glass. So we'll say, just to bring it all together, and with this will daven ma'ariv, salocha lemaisa, Friday night, if you have no wine, what do you use? Challah. No Char Medina on Friday night. What about Shabbos day? You don't have wine, what do you use? Ultimately, again, can't use challah because then it looks like a regular suda. You can go and use Char Medina. But ideally, do whatever you can to get wine. That's in some in a muvchar. What if I like scotch better than I like wine? Halach l'maisa, you could use scotch. How much scotch do you have to drink? Mishnah Berurah says, rov revius. It's the same thing as wine. Same halach as wine. You have to use a revius in the cup and drink a cheekful. Rav Tzipei Sach Frank passes like the Mishnah Berurah. Marsham says, no. Revius is a din by wine. By scotch, you only have to drink the amount that is normally consumed. Since we can make the argument that the amount that's normally consumed is a shot glass amount, therefore, according to the Marsham, you would be permitted to make Kiddush on the shot glass, and halach l'maisa, you would only have to consume the majority of that in order to be Yotze Kiddush. I'm sorry.
Drunk's gonna win with it again. Tell the Kiddush Club about that. Yes.